Clonilic, as I'm sure you're aware, is one of the newer housing developments just off the Skaglink Road there, with a lot of young families in it. And there, at this stage, there's approximately 40 homes which have been evacuated due to this security alert.
As we speak, a controlled explosion has, we understand, been carried out. Any indications from the PSNI if that's going to bring this to a close?
Nothing as of yet. Obviously, the controlled explosion has been carried out, but they're still now investigating whatever that device was to try and find out where it's come from, you know, and to see if there's any forensics there. At this stage, there's no indication of how long it will take until this is over, but by, unfortunately, experience, I would predict it'll be over within the next couple of hours.
The alert last week, not that far away. Is there any suggestion that the two are linked?
I don't think so. The alert last week, whilst it wasn't that far away in terms of distance, it's in two completely separate communities. Skeg is an ever-growing and expanding community just on the edge of the Gaelic estate. And the one last week, obviously, was the Fern Park area, which is in the heart of the Gaelic estate. So whilst they're not far away in distance, in terms of communities, they're very much seen as two different communities within the Ballyarnet area. So I don't think it's linked, but there's every likelihood that it could be. Regardless of what it is, again, this has to be condemned for what it is. There'll be a lot of families like the device last week, which will have seen the disruption and the upheaval of this. Obviously, now we're coming to schools are getting out, and there's 40 homes which are unavailable to those people. We're trying to build this part of the city. We're trying to build it up, and we're trying to get people homes here, and they're much-needed homes here. And this development in Skeg is very, very welcome. And this isn't the type of activity that we want to see going on within it.